Hi, and thanks so much for joining another episode of Loving This Mama Life podcast. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is all about my experience as a first-time mom. Before we start today's episode, I have a couple of disclaimers. First of all, I'm not a medical expert. I have no experience in the medical field. So anything I talk about nutritionally or medically that I have done with my child has just been what worked best for him and my family. Please speak with your doctor and pediatrician and with anything regarding your child's health. Secondly, you know your baby best. There's no judgment here. If you disagree with what I say or you think what I say is silly, you can fast forward past it or you can go on to the next episode that you find interesting. It's okay. You know your baby best. And along the same lines, I would hope that you are not judgmental of me towards what I do for my baby because I know my child best and I know my family best. So no judgment here. It's just strictly tips and tricks and what worked for me and just my experience. If you're interested in more information, please check out the show notes. I post Amazon affiliate links there to everything that I talked about. I also have a blog that you should check out, lovingthismamalife.com. And you can find me on Instagram @_lovingthismamalife. And on Facebook @lovingthismamalife. I only have a son, so I only know the diaper region and the diaper rash scenario from the boy point of view. But what I've learned is that not all diapers are the same. All diapers are going to fit slightly different, and they're going to wear slightly different. And it is possible based on what materials the diaper's made of that it could cause some sort of sensitivity or reaction for your baby. The most common ones they have are Huggies, Pampers, Costco, which is essentially Huggies, and then Honest Company has a brand. There's a couple other smaller brands. I chose to go with Pampers. Swaddlers was the type that we use and we still use currently. My son just turned a year and he's in the size 4 Swaddlers. The reason why I chose to go with the Swaddlers was a couple of reasons. They used them in the hospital. And so I figured if it's good enough to use in the hospital on brand new, fresh baby bottoms, then it should be good enough for me to use at home. The price was not a huge issue for me. So I didn't feel the need to have to shop around and find the cheapest option because that wasn't the scenario for us, thankfully. So I just kept using what we had gotten from the hospital. And so the Swaddlers, I liked that they were soft and very wicking and helped keep him really dry. And I also liked they have sort of a dry weave on them that kind of pulls the moisture and even the loose brand new baby poop kind of away from their skin and kind of sucks it in a little bit and holds it in. It still does now to this day. So I really liked that about them. We did pretty well for the first couple months with him not having any sort of diaper rash issue, really. We would put on baby Aquaphor diaper cream, which has zinc in it. I highly recommend if you're going to use a diaper cream to use one with zinc because it's a really great barrier to protect the skin and prevent moisture and poop from sticking to the skin. And it also will dry on the skin a little bit and allow air to get to the skin, but also keep a good barrier on there. So there's lots of different brands that include zinc. We used baby Aquaphor to begin with, but found that it wasn't quite thick enough and sort of came off in the diaper too easily. So we switched to Desidin triple strength or double strength. It's in the purple packaging, and that's worked really well for us. But like I said, my son was pretty good for the first probably 2 or 3 months with no real problems with diaper rash. When he started solid foods, as his gut bacteria was developing and as he was adjusting to, his system was adjusting to digesting solid foods, he would get some diarrhea here and there. And unfortunately, if you, at the daycare he was at, he wasn't getting changed as quickly as he should have been, or I would have liked him to have been. So if they have loose poop or any sort of poop really that sits on their skin, but especially if it's diarrhea and sort of acidic, it's going to eat away at their bottom and just cause it to get really rashy and really raw. So a normal diaper rash is kind of just pink and a little angry and a little red. His started off as that, and we tried to put the cream on as much as possible, but his would often turn into a yeast diaper rash, which a yeast diaper rash is extremely red, looks extremely angry, and is not all a rash in one spot. It has like what they call like, I can't think of the word right now, but there's a rash around like the anus area, but then there's little additional rashes around grouping in other spots. It's not just one rash. It's like polka dot rash almost. And in his case, it got so bad that it covered his penis and his scrotum, and there was white, yeasty patches all over. It was really terrible. He came home from daycare one day and it was just raging. And he normally loves the bath, and he was so angry getting into the bath. It was just so we ended up really trying to dig into what was sort of the root cause of the diaper rash. I mean, obviously it's that the poop stays on their skin for too long, but also the fact that it was really acidic and diarrhea poop would cause it to eat into their skin more and make the skin more inflamed and cause it to be more prone to just get yeasty and just irritated. So we kind of took a step back and started digging into his diet a little more and seeing what he could possibly be eating that was, first off, upsetting his stomach or his digestion in some regards and thus causing the diarrhea and then causing the diaper rash. So we kind of went back to basic with his food. They say when babies have diarrhea, you can do what's called the BRAT diet, which is bananas, rice, apples, and toast. So we started giving him some rice. We were giving him just plain chicken. We were giving him just plain oatmeal with a little applesauce for breakfast. And we saw a huge improvement. So then we started introducing things again and little by little to see what was causing the issue. And in my son's case, at that time, the issue was we were giving him fruit cups that had diced peaches and diced pears. And I made sure to read in the ingredients that there wasn't any sugar added and they were in 100% fruit juice. But what I didn't realize was the fruit juice was not the juice of the fruit that was in the cup. It was actually white grape juice. And grape juice can be like really acidic and really diuretic. So while we were giving him diced peaches and we were draining the excess juice out, they were still saturated with the white grape juice. So as soon as we got rid of that, and we obviously also took him to the urgent care and got him on a cream called niacin, which is just like a prescription strength Lotrimin. So we started doing that twice a day, and that cleared up the rash, and switching his diet and removing the stuff that was causing the diarrhea and the stomach upset prevented the rash from coming back again. We actually just had another bout of diaper rash this past week because he had his first ear infection and he was on amoxicillin antibiotics. I started him on some probiotics just to sort of help with the process. But even with the probiotics, he didn't actually have diarrhea, which was good, but he had just a lot of really loose stools, and that caused his rash to come back again. But thankfully, the urgent care gave us a couple refills on the yeast diaper rash prescription cream, so we just keep it in his changing table, and when we need it, we pull it out. But we religiously also stick to Desidin with all of his diaper changes. Every time we change his diaper, we wipe it with baby wipes, with sensitive baby wipes, until the area is nice and clean, or as clean as we can get it. Some people like to use water wipes too, or I like Pampers Pure also when they get rashy. And some people just use just water just to rinse them. Whatever works for you is great. I don't actually usually have the time to fully rinse him, and he's a pretty squirmy one-year-old, so it's hard to get him to hold still. So just some of the Pure wipes work for me. So I'll wipe him, and then I'll get Viva paper towels or like soft cloth towels and pat him dry so the area is nice and dry, and then slather on the Desidin and stick the diaper on. And that seems to really help keep the rash at bay for him. So that's my piece on diaper rash and diapers. Thanks for listening. More next time.